Hello, welcome to Ashley at the Movies. I'm Matt.
I'm Ashley.
And in this episode, we are doing the worst movies of 2023, our bottom five films. We've seen about 60 2023 movies. And, you know, we haven't done this. I was just checking. We haven't done this in 3 years. So we did it in our first 3 years, 2018, 2019, 2020, the worst movies for those years. And then, I don't know, felt bad or something and stopped doing it. But, you know, a lot of people who talk about films, they do this. So I thought, hey, why don't we do it as well? So, yeah, these are films that were released in 2023 that you and I didn't like. And this is our individual lists. Mm-hmm. So there could potentially be 10 movies, or we might share some. I don't know. But yeah, we're counting them down. So I'll start. I'll hand it over to you, Ashley, to start us off.
All right. First on my list is Insidious, The Red Door. Hmm. So I went into this movie very skeptical, thinking that, you know, do we really need another Insidious movie? And it turns out I was right to be skeptical. There's no need for this movie. Any originality that the original film lacked, is long gone. And, this is just kind of your bog standard jump scare movie with boring characters. And yeah, didn't much like it.
Yeah. I guess fifth, if we're kind of, is Invitation to a Murder. This is, I mean, this even says in Wikipedia, it's an American murder mystery film, but it's like set in England. And I have to say, like, I don't know. I've watched a lot of British film and television over the years. And I, as of 2022, I've been to England. And the moment I was watching this, I was like, this doesn't feel like it was filmed in England. And up to and including, like, this takes place, a lot of it takes place at and I put this in air quotes, a British manor house in the countryside. Okay. Which I was watching that and I'm like, this is a modern American dwelling. This is not an old manor house. You know, everything from the look of it to the windows to it was just, you know, I'm like, I don't know where this is, you know. And I looked it up afterwards and it's, you know, it's an American film. And I don't know, that bugged me. It had a kind of a cheap look to it, quite frankly. And the acting was, I thought, was just okay. Mm-hmm. The pacing was off. The resolution was convoluted. So yeah, not a huge fan.
Well, I may agree with that one. We may talk about that one a little bit later. Next on my list is Love Again. Mm. So you may have to remind me a little bit about the plot, but I believe this is the one where the girl starts sending texts to her old lover's phone number, and this new guy has it, right?
He's like dead or something. Is her old boyfriend dead?
Yeah, I think her old boyfriend's dead.
Yeah, so her old boyfriend's dead, so they give the number to somebody else.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so this new guy is getting her messages, and then he's trying to figure out, you know, maybe they could meet for real, and maybe they could have a relationship. Mm. And meanwhile, Celine Dion is in the movie for some reason. He's like a reporter, right, who covers music, and so he's supposed to be interviewing her. The movie is just a mess in every way. No chemistry, bad dialogue, very awkward scenes with Celine Dion,
which I read later on she didn't even film them with him,
right? I was amazed to learn that, because they have seen many scenes together, and apparently they were never in the room together. It's amazing. Okay, it's a bad movie.
It is also my fourth worst.
Okay.
It's weird though. I find it fascinatingly bad. Like I would actually watch it again, because it fascinates me. Especially after I learned afterwards that, yeah, Celine Dion and Sam Heughan from Outlander, like they have all these scenes together, and they didn't actually film them. They yeah, they lined it up so where it looked like they were in the same room. Like Priyanka Chopra Jonas is in this as the female lead, and she's married to one of the Jonas brothers, Nick Jonas, who actually shows up in this movie.
That's right.
I wrote on Letterboxd that I said, I don't know if I've ever seen a movie so painfully earnest. Like, it, you can tell, like, it means well, and they tried, but it just didn't work.
No.
So, yeah.
It might work for some people. Isn't that the movie where we met the woman who had already seen it like 7 times?
Like 5 times, yeah.
5 times.
Yeah.
But she was just a big fan of the star.
Yeah.
All right. Next on my list is Retribution.
Mm.
This is the latest Liam Neeson thriller. We've seen it all before. This one had some really sketchy plot points and plot twists. It was all just kind of ridiculous. This is the one where he has to keep driving because there's a bomb in the car and his kids are in the back seat. I mean, you know those kids aren't going to die, so there's really no suspense here. I don't know. I'm kind of tired of the annual Liam Neeson thriller. They're just all the same. So
I can objectively say that movie was not good, but I enjoyed it.
Okay.
My third worst movie of the year is May December. And I won't say a lot about that now because we're going to do an episode. I think it'll be out next week with our friend Ryan, which will be a 2023 catch up. We're going to talk about in that episode, I think, at least 3 movies that came out last year that we haven't reviewed yet. Mm-hmm. I utterly despise this movie. And I think it's very tasteless. It's in poor taste. So, all right. Yes.
That's a probably controversial pick.
Mm.
But the second worst on my list is Invitation to a Murder, which you've already talked about. Mm. It's just so stereotypical murder mystery setup and characters and just the production design. I mean, you mentioned that you can tell right away this is not made in England or actually filmed in England. Nothing about it feels authentic at all. So that was just constantly pulling me out of the movie. It's trying to be kind of an Agatha Christie homage, but it just fails. Acting was poor, dialogue bad. Not much to recommend this movie at all.
Yeah. my second worst movie of the year is The Lost King.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
This has your girl in it. This has Sally Hawkins. Yeah. One of your favorites. It's based on real events, although, you know, I read afterwards very controversially based on real events, where she plays Philippa Langley. And she is credited as being one of the people who discovered the remains of King Richard III of England underneath a car park or a parking lot, as we say in America. And although if you watch this movie, you would pretty much think that she did it almost all on her own. What's the truth? I don't know. But this movie actively annoyed me. I mean, like, I never ever want to see this movie again. I was not pleased with it at all. I apologize because I know you liked it and you like Sally Hawkins, but
I do. I like Sally Hawkins a lot. But I think was it the choice to have the king appear to her, like she has conversations with him and stuff.
That was one of the things.
I thought that was a really bad choice. But otherwise I thought it was quite a nice little movie. Mm. Sorry you didn't like it.
Mm.
So we're at our number one worst movie now.
Yeah. I suspect
they're the same. My number one worst movie is Fear.
Mine as well.
You know, sometimes we say that a movie isn't very good, but at least it feels like a movie. This one barely feels like a movie. I'm shocked that it was actually released into theaters. It's just terrible, terrible acting. The special effects are awful. Boring plot, not scary. This was a struggle to get through. So that's Fear.
Fear was bad on almost every level. You know, I often try and shy away from making negative comments about actors.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times that can be put down to maybe the way they were directed or the environment in which they were working. And mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe that's what's going on here. But the acting was bad. Okay. It was a very lifeless story, in my opinion. And I wrote on my letterbox write-up on it. I was like, I said, there are a few things more disappointing when it comes to movies than a non-scary horror movie. And this, my friends, is a non-scary horror movie. Like, it is dull. Like, I was bored out of my mind with this movie. And that, to me, is a cardinal sin of any piece of entertainment where, I mean, it can be many different things that aren't positive, but to me, the worst of them is boring mm-hmm. and dull. And that was this movie. And I didn't find it scary. I did not find it suspenseful. I laughed at it in the wrong parts. And the jump scares didn't work. I mean, at all. I sat there stone-faced during the entire time, even when there were jump scares. Like, you ever have someone like in real life who like wants to scare you? Like, there are people who get a rise out of like scaring other people, you know, they're like, jump out, you say, boo. And like somebody jumps and they're like chuckle because that's the reaction they wanted or whatever. This movie was like jumping out at me saying boo. Mm-hmm. And I was just like standing there. Like yeah. It was just bad. But I mean, the hotel they were in, it looked like the Overlook Hotel from The Shining. And this is where a group of friends decided to book a weekend just to get together. I'm like, no. And then like there's this old crone who offers them some like, I don't know, wine or whatever that was. And then that is kind of that's the cause of all their issues. And I'm just like, when you go to like a spooky hotel, first of all, I don't know why you're going to a spooky hotel for a weekend. But if you go to a spooky hotel and the old crone who owns it offers you something to drink, don't take it. In fact, you know what you should do? You should just go home. You should just leave. Turn around. You may lose money, but just leave.
Yeah, I agree. The characters make stupid, awful decisions.
And, mm-hmm. and I, you know, this is an early 2023 movie, so it's been almost a year since I've seen it. But I just remember, too, like, things just be happening in it. Like, especially mm-hmm. toward the end. Like, they kind of tried to, like, ramp up the bizarreness. And I mean, it was just, I was just sitting there like, this is just a mess.
Yeah. Doesn't it play into kind of the pandemic fears as well? I think. Am I thinking of the right movie?
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's the one. I don't know.
Yeah. It just, none of it works, I'm afraid.
Mm.
It feels like a movie that you might find, you know, buried in a streaming service somewhere, made for streaming or. I cannot believe that we sat in a theater and watched this movie.
Yeah. I like a good horror movie. I'll go to the theater for one, but yeah, you're right. This should have been on streaming.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, those are our five, individually ranked five worst movies of 2023. Mm-hmm. Avoid these at all costs. hopefully 2024 won't have movies like this.
Hopefully not. Hopefully we won't see them if we do.
Yes. Well, thank you all for listening.
Thank you.